Hurricane Hill. Written by Tris Lester. Narrated by Roy Carruthers.
Chapter 1. His eyes were possessed by terror. They were big and white, with penetrating black circular centres. He stared at the battered panels of the aircraft's fuselage opposite him, as if that would somehow save him, but of course it wouldn't. And the rumble of the four massive engines left no escape, gnawing through heads and souls, setting easily aside any resistance it met. There was an overwhelming smell of human excrement that drifted through the air, but nobody seemed to mind. It was as if everyone understood why it was there, and they knew that it was only a question of time before they all fell prey to the obligatory ritual, too. It was the kind of smell you get in old people's homes, when control begins to edge its way subtly to the door, like a bored and fidgety guest. But here was the irony, because none of these recruits were older than 23.
"Shitting it big!"
a voice boomed in suddenly.
"Of course you'll be!"
The sergeant picked up on this particular soldier's face and ambled his way over, riding a sudden ripple of turbulence like a seasoned surfboarder on a wave. He was the oldest in the aircraft at the ripe old age of 30. Everything looked crisp about him. His uniform was immaculately pressed, and his beret set just at the right angle with the regiment's badge polished to a sparkle. His short, cropped, jet-black hair looked like suede laid upon his head, and it complemented his jade-blue eyes that melted through anything they focused upon.
"We're 10,000 feet off the ground, and it's your first time this high,"
the sergeant continued, the comfort in his voice coming clearly through. He held his gaze on the first soldier in the line for a moment. There was no fear in the sergeant's face, only an oddly disturbing calmness, a rippleless pond, the eye of a hurricane.
"Why wouldn't you be shitting it?"
he asked, a slight smile there now, as he seemed to recall a memory as he spoke.
"We've all been there, and it's none to be ashamed of. But don't worry, we're a team," he emphasized kindly. "We look out for each other."
He paused.
"You're in very capable hands."
The sergeant passed down the line of 9 men, walking by them slowly in turn, catching their eyes, as if he was assessing them. As he got to the 5th, he adjusted a buckle on the soldier's chest slightly, clearing it crucially away from the line of sight of his altimeter.
"You want to see that, won't you, son?"
the sergeant chortled, the muscles in his face tightening with the expression. This definition in his face matched that in his body. He wasn't a big man, around 5'11", 12 stone maximum, but there wasn't an ounce of fat on him anywhere. There were walls of muscle, no stomach protruding either, just perfect ribs of powerful defense. He wasn't bulked up for show, but every sinew was useful, every limb effective, and capable of delivering death in a flash, in an instant.
"Yes, Sergeant,"
the soldier replied, a quiver evident in his barely present voice.
"I can't hear you, soldier."
"Yes, sir," the soldier barked back.
"Good,"
the sergeant answered, and moved up the line. When he got to the 9th recruit, the sergeant stopped and studied him deeply. Here was a soldier different to the rest. He looked up to meet the sergeant's stare as he arrived in front of him.
"Sarge?"
the 9th soldier inquired casually as he completed another final check on his gear.
"You all right, soldier?"
the sergeant asked. The 9th soldier smiled.
"Me? Oh, I'm fine, thanks, sir,"
he answered confidently.
"Yes, you are, aren't you, son?"
the sergeant mused, and he smiled and nodded approvingly, because there was no fear present in the face of this soldier. Just a task to do, a check to make.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?